listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And look, we're doing our due diligence on this show to give you as much background and information as possible on the reported, and we emphasize reported, candidates for the head coaching job of the Browns. These aren't the guys that Nathan and I know about for sure based on firsthand knowledge, but we are getting good guidance from within. Mostly, of course, it all starts with media reports. So we follow through on that and try to sift through what we should be talking about and what we shouldn't. And we feel it's a good idea to talk about this guy. His name is Gus Malzahn, the head coach at Auburn. Of course, they just played for the BCS National Championship on Monday of this week. And joining us now, a guy who was there covering it and covers Auburn and knows a lot about Gus Malzahn and is kind enough to share that with us. His name is Alex Byington, and he covers that team for the Opelika Auburn News. Alex, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks. Glad to be here.
Yeah, so tell us, again, we're not saying we know that this guy, where he even ranks, and if indeed there will be an interview and where this is going. We know he's signed or agreed to an extension to remain at Auburn. We also know sometimes those things don't necessarily mean a guy doesn't still end up going elsewhere. But on the presumption that he's at least someone the Browns have interest in, give me your sense of Gus Malzahn, the coach, the strategist, why he might bring a lot to the National Football League, in your opinion.
I mean, he's just an offensive genius as far as, you know, the play calling, just the knowing what to do. He's a film junkie. I mean, there are not many nights that he's not here, you know, going over film, studying late, you know, doing whatever research he needs to do. The guy is just a workaholic and really kind of a laser focus on either the next game or what he's doing. Doesn't really have too many distractions in his life, and just, you know, as far as what he can bring to the NFL, you know, he's just innovative. His hurry up, he's very competitive in that aspect, and he wants to have, you know, the best offense, the best, you know, production he can get at any given moment.
What is your sense? His offensive genius, a lot of people kind of are comparing him to this year's Chip Kelly, but it was clear that at least for a time Chip Kelly wanted to come to the NFL, then he was going back and then ultimately ended up taking the job with the Philadelphia Eagles. What is your sense about the realistic possibility, if there is one, that Gus Malzahn would even consider coming to the NFL at this point?
I think given what he's got, the contract situation he's in right here at Auburn, I find it fairly unlikely. He said multiple times, almost kind of like in a flippant way, that he's happy here at Auburn. You know, he has no interest in any outside jobs. You know, and kind of he's tired of talking about it, honestly.
Yeah, you obviously wrap things up with him at a news conference, or that's coming up, right? To kind of tie things up there with him for the season. So it's still, I'm sure, the topic that all of you at least got to get out of the way. But as you look at it also from the university's perspective, I mean, he basically, you know, it's still early, right? It's still new and fresh. And I'm thinking, you know, with recruiting class and everything else, it would really be a disaster if he did leave at this point.
Oh, as far as, you know, yeah, Auburn goes, oh, yeah. They've kind of put all their chips in the Gus Malzahn bag. And obviously it's worked out 1 year in, you know, and they make it essentially within a missed tackle or two of the winning it all, so minute 19. So it's one of those, you got to think they're returning most of their starters, 9 or 10 on the offense. They're going to have to rebuild a little bit on the defensive side, but they got a heck of a recruiting class coming in. So, yeah, I mean, if Gus, for some reason, whatever, left for any other job, it would be kind of disastrous, I think.
What impresses you the most about him? Is it his ability to diagram game plans that are so effective? Because clearly there was a talent disparity in terms of NFL prospects between Florida State and Auburn, and yet I felt Auburn coached a better game and was more prepared to exploit Florida State than Florida State was prepared to exploit an Auburn team. Is it that, or is it his ability to lead these young men as their head coach?
I think it's a little bit of both, honestly. I do think he's just a great leader of men. You can tell he cares about the kids. He's a former high school coach that you know, really just has that high school mentality. He said it a lot, you know, this year and since he's become a head coach. But it's one of those, he just genuinely cares about each and every player, wants them all to succeed, something that lead them to where they want to go. I mean, this isn't about the next job for him or anything like that. It's about winning each game and making sure his players play the best of their ability. So he does that. You can tell the players really respond to him. You know, just the fact that they've done this in 1 year is a testament to that. And, but really also offensively, he's just, his foresight, you know, he talks about when you're game plan and you're always thinking about what if, you know, what could happen here? What could happen here? The random plays, you know, that may arise. He's got so much foresight even in the middle of the game when he's trying to figure out what they're doing defensively, breaking that down, how he can expose them. You know, offensively, how he can take advantage of things. Just his foresight is incredible in that aspect.
Alex Byington joining us. He covers Auburn for the Opelika Auburn News in Alabama. Last one for me, Alex, is, you know, he was just on the biggest collegiate stage you could have, certainly one of the biggest sports stages you could have in that BCS National Championship game. I saw an emotional, fired-up guy on the sidelines. I mean, what you could take from that. But in the days or weeks leading up to that game and then handling it in-game and then the guy you saw afterward, do you see him managing those large moments well enough for one to say that the moments don't get too big for him? And considering that Alabama victory and the drama associated with that to get them there, just your assessment of the overall makeup of Gus Malzahn that could, you know, allow him to rise to the challenge of the next level of football.
I mean, you know, he's won everywhere he's been, at every level. You know, he won state championships in Arkansas. He's won, you know, SEC titles as a head coach and offensive coordinator. He's won, you know, set records, passing records, offensive records and stuff like that in big games. Won a conference title his first year, his only year at Arkansas State last year. So, I mean, the guy just wins. And, you know, he's very level-headed. He's very, you know, focused. He's, like I keep saying, that focus kind of helps him in those situations because he's able to just, you know, narrow down what's going on to the play-by-play situations. He's the game-by-game, the week-by-week, and really that helps where the game doesn't become too big. The moment doesn't become too big. You can see again this year, their best games were against the best competition. They ran for 545 yards against Missouri's defense, which has two NFL defensive ends on it, you know, probably several more on the line in the future. So, yeah, I mean, it's one of those there. He does it against the best competition. I think the results speak to that.
Great. Last one for me. Oh, go ahead. When you look at Gus Malzahn, one of the things people say, oh, it's just a running offense. To me, he seems like a guy who is able to dictate his game plan to the talent that he has, the schemes he's able to do, and puts pressure on defenses to adjust to his formations and what he wants to do, and could make a transition to the NFL that would obviously have to be a little bit more pass-oriented. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the first time his running game has really ever dominated his offense. Usually his hurry-up, no-huddle is a pass, you know, first offense. But he's got the talented running back. You have, obviously, Trey Mason, who's, you know, about to make a decision, announcing a decision whether he's going to NFL or not, pretty soon. Actually, I have to head to that in the next 30 minutes. But, you know, it's one of those, you know, he's got the talent as a running back, the running quarterback, a guy that can really 4.45 speed as the quarterback. And you got to take advantage of that. So, and this year, they've done that. Passing-wise, last year at Arkansas State, they set all kinds of school and conference records passing the ball. And then same thing with Cam Newton as the offensive coordinator in 2010. You know, they were passing. Yeah, he ran for a lot of yards as well, but they also passed for 20. I mean, I can't remember the stat actually off the top of my head. I apologize. But, you know, the passing offense in high school was a passing offense, the hurry up, no huddle. So, you know, it's something that next year we can see a little bit more of a shift to the pass just because he's got time to develop with his quarterback where, you know, the kid didn't go through spring, and he came in a month into the season, so he really didn't know what he had, Nick Marshall, at the time. It really took a couple weeks into the season, the first 5 weeks, to really realize, okay, this is what we have, this is what we do well, let's take advantage of it.
I know you got to run, Alex, to get to that news conference. Thank you very much, though, for your time and great information, my friend.
No problem. Thanks. Take care, guys.
Alex Byington, he covers Auburn for the Opelika Auburn News down in Alabama, giving us some knowledge on Gus Malzahn. We've got a lot to react to, and we want to hear from you, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Tweet us at Browns_Daily. We got Megan Rock monitoring the tweets. We've got Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, with us. Whole bunch of stuff ahead for you. Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, will join us at the top of the hour. So this is a jam-packed show. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR. It's like-